Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Here near the beginning of a new year, keeping New Year's resolutions is on many people's minds. Some of them are discovering, though, that good intentions aren't always sufficient to bring out the improved lives they're looking for. This week on Morning Prayer, however, we've looked at Bible stories showing that God is an active force for good we can count on to improve our lives. Today we'll look at another one. Balaam was a prophet, but not your usual one. He was a prophet for hire. If you wanted someone or something blessed, he'd do the blessing for you. Or if you wanted someone or something cursed, he'd do that for you too. Balaam was happy to follow the money. Needing his services, Balak, the king of Moab, asked Balaam to curse the children of Israel, who he feared would overrun his country. In a big surprise, Balaam listened to God and wouldn't do it. Then Balak upped the ante, but Balaam again refused. As he said to Balak, "How can I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied?" What happened here? Balaam was certainly interested in money, but there was something in him that nonetheless responded to God and goodness. This allowed him to change his ways, at least in this instance. A natural, God-impelled desire for goodness took over. May we all find our own God-impelled goodness, making positive changes in our lives too. Amen.